Today from the Ohio Newsroom, changes to Ohio Medicare.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Many private health insurers require medical providers to get approval from insurers before administering treatment, sometimes resulting in delayed or denied care for patients. Now that tactic could be more prevalent in traditional Medicare, the federal insurance program for seniors and people with disabilities. Ohio is one of six states involved in a pilot program to use artificial intelligence to determine prior authorization for certain procedures. Reed Abelson is a health reporter with the New York Times who's reported on the changes. Hello, Reed.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for talking with us. So this experiment starts in January and is expected to last for 6 years. How will it change how Ohioans with Medicare receive treatment?
So if you have traditional Medicare and you want to get, they have a small section of services that they're going to use this new AI prior authorization technique. And normally people with traditional Medicare have very little in the way of prior authorization. So it brings that to people in Ohio for the first time, again, with a fairly small group of services, but also in that the AI companies or the companies responsible for doing the prior authorization are incented because they get a share of the savings. So if they essentially deny, you know, unneeded, what they say is unneeded care, they would get a percentage of those savings.
Okay, so this is about cost savings. What is the argument for adding this to traditional Medicare?
So the argument is that there are, you know, examples of services that it looks like people get that are unnecessary and sometimes even harmful. And my colleagues at the New York Times have written about, for example, skin substitutes. There have been some people who haven't done well with them and they're very, very costly. So the argument is if you could use prior authorization on this, you could crack down on overuse of sort of, you know, new kinds of therapies, et cetera, that really don't benefit patients but cost a lot of money.
Gotcha. But you mentioned there's obviously this financial incentive at play. The pilot program has already drawn opposition from Democratic lawmakers, former Medicare officials, physician groups. What are they concerned about specifically?
There is so much concern about prior authorization and whether, you know, it's overused. I mean, the sad fact is that even people who really do, you know, need the care sometimes don't appeal these decisions, think that they're final. And so there's just so much concern generally over prior authorization that people, many critics of this new program don't want to see it introduced to traditional Medicare.
This is also coming at a time when there's already a widespread push for reform around prior authorization. How does this pilot program fit into that larger conversation?
Well, it is very interesting. I confess that I was surprised by the administration's decision to do the pilot because there's such widespread concern, bipartisan concern. You know, I think the administration has said it is taking steps to sort of push the insurers to reform some of their prior authorization tactics, making, you know, the decisions more quickly. But I think, you know, I think this is a little bit of a contradiction. And so I think it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
That's Reed Abelson, a health reporter with the New York Times. Thank you so much. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.